Last season was a good one for the Airdrie Extreme. This one might turn out to be even better. Airdrie's U15 AAA boys hockey team is still unbeaten in league play after six straight wins to kick off their 2022-23 Alberta Elite Hockey League, AEHL, campaign. Head coach Tyson Solowski attributed the strong start to the Extreme's overall depth. "We can roll out any of our 11 forwards, 6 D-men or 2 goalies, and we know we're going to get a consistent effort from everyone," he said. "Right now, we've been attacking opponents in waves and we've been able to be successful." The Extreme have outscored opponents 29-7 in their 6 games thus far. They currently are at the top of the AEHL South Division and have a 2-point lead over the second-place Okotoks Oilers. Conceding an average of just over 1 goal per game this season, Airdrie boasts the strongest defensive record in the AEHL's U15 league, as well as the second-best offense in the South Division. In 2022-23, the Extreme were the top team in the South Division of the AEHL U15 league, with a 30-4 record. After the strong regular season, they progressed to the AAA Provincial Championship Tournament. However, given how dominant most of their season was, the Extreme's playoff run ended somewhat underwhelmingly, after the team only mustered a fourth-place finish at Provincials. This year's roster still has some carryover from last season's squad, Solowski noted, and the second-year players' leadership has been a benefit to the program's newcomers. "We have 2, returning, D-men and 4 returning forwards, and they've all been really good so far," he said. Airdrie's success hasn't been limited to the AEHL this fall. The AAA squad also finished runners-up at the Bauer Bantam Invite Tournament in Abbotsford, BC over the Thanksgiving long weekend, making it to the gold medal game before losing to the Kelowna-based Rink Academy's U15 prep squad. "We went to a tournament and did really well," Solowski said. "We lost in the final to a good prep school. It was a good experience to get that far. I think it's shown us we can compete with anyone, whether it's in our league or within the prep school league." The Extreme's defense will face a stern test this weekend, when they take on the South Division's third and fourth place teams. Airdrie will make a short trek south on Saturday afternoon to face the Calgary Bisons, who lead the AEHL South Division in scoring with 38 this season, at the Cardell Rec Centre at 3:30 p.m. The next day, the Extreme will be back in Airdrie to host the Red Deer Rebels. Puck drop against the Rebels will be at the Ron Ebison Arena this Sunday at 4:30 p.m. "That will be a good test for us on Saturday that we'll have to come prepared for," Solowski said of the upcoming tilt with the Bisons. "They have been scoring a lot of goals, so there will have to be a commitment to defense again, and hopefully we can come out on top." Away from league play, the head coach noted the Extreme have 2 other tournaments on their schedule this season: the Rocky Mountain Classic AAA Tournament in Calgary next month, and the prestigious John Reid Memorial in St. Albert in January 2023. After that, their focus will shift back to the AEHL and the impending postseason. "Our goal is to hopefully be able to win one of those tournaments. Or both of them," he said. "That's what our immediate goals are, and then hopefully we're able to finish off the season with a provincial championship. There's a lot of work left to do, but that's our end goal."